Devices Radio Network.
Drugs and Stuff is for informational, educational purposes only.
Do something that was going to make me stand out, whether it was my posing, my routine, your hair, your makeup, your whole package, how you present yourself, how you talk, how you walk, whatever you do, to find that place, you know, that uniqueness that's going to make you stand out. Because otherwise, with the way the industry...
We'll go to a quick break, and when we come back at about the 30-minute mark, we are going to answer questions from the boards over at the Advices Radio Forum. Dave Crosslin, it's been a minute, man. How you been?
I'm good, mate. Yes,
You get on your Instagram and everybody looks like, woo, I'm so happy because it's your freaking sizzle reel. It's your freaking sizzle reel. Yeah. Deep down inside, there's a lot of hurting hearts, you know? Mm. You look great on that stage, but there's, because I counsel so many women with just horrific eating behavior. The behavior.
Aaron Hudson said that everything seems spread out. This was on a Facebook comment. He said everything seemed spread out and seemed kind of sparse. Someone else had mentioned that it wasn't as bodybuilding oriented.
Healthy. You're not going to find a coach that's going to say, wow, because I'm a nutritionist, you know, like to tell somebody, wow, I'm going to do this the best way. No, I got to get your body fat into single digits in order for you to be, especially a bodybuilder with striated glutes. I mean, you're not up there at 18 to 22% body fat, which is what, hey.
It was a little bit, did appear a little bit diluted, but then you've got to remember that, I've never been a particular fan of body power. And I've leveled very heavy criticism of it in the past. The more involved I've got with it, the more I'm
chewing the food and spitting it out. They're not eating one day, eating the next. They're binging and purging. They're freaking cardio bunnies. I mean, I did it. I had a sick, freaking twisted way of eating for a long time that I finally was able to get some type of control over. But it was like, I mean, I remember doing five.
An avid bodybuilder, you don't go to Body Power to buy your supplements, do you? You know,
no,
I mean, you're
no.
Generally fairly well stocked.
Yeah.
So the other problem is that as training and the fitness world has diversified, as competing has diversified.
You walk away from a competition, you're the next day eating egg whites and freaking spinach. Hey, I mean, that's great, but most people are not. They once they start eating, they can't stop, you know? And
yeah, male and women, men and women alike. That I think that's just across the board. Once you start eating in
oh, nice.
That's awesome. If you now, when I actually got into a conversation with a guy who owns a tire place, and he was saying that the stand prices for the expos they do are exactly
social media, and then everybody just kind of lives in shame. And so that's just kind of one thing I think that the women that are listening, you're not alone. You know what I mean? The best of the best, you know, me included, have suffered from just the trials and tribulations of being the best on stage and what it takes.
Effectively, they're paying for those pros to attend.
Yeah.
Now, if only 10% of your attendees are wanting to see an athlete that's cost you £10,000, when you can get four Instagram athletes that 70% of your
women that are recovering from kind of the sport, really the eating disorders that happen out there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Nicole, thanks a lot for coming on. Is there anything else you'd like to mention or ask?
I'll just thank you guys for having me, and thank you guys for supporting and bringing women.
And financially, the buying power of the people that are coming aren't into hardcore bodybuilding. He said, so what we did was we set up the underground, which previously was known as Bodybuilding Evolution.
A little bit of growth hormone too, but really the focus is insulin here. You know, for those of you guys who don't know, Colette is a diabetes educator. And as she mentioned too, I didn't realize that you work with the medical companies now too. So you have.
Yeah.
He never turned up.
No kidding.
But not through his fault, through the fact that his sponsors wouldn't let him leave the stand.
Oh, I see.
Now, people said it was very poorly attended by pros, and yeah, there were a few messes up.
Thinner. Insulin is that high-risk medication. These are lethal medications that, if taken in excess, can result in death. You know, morphine, class-controlled substances like opiates and such, right? So when you ask, is insulin dangerous, right? A medical professional.
Okay. Those are big names.
So, you know, if they were super concentrated into this arena, there would have been an orgasm level of hardcore bodybuilding for people to view. And bearing in mind that in this arena...
Growth hormone started at 2 IUs, now it's 18 IUs a day, you know? So these, there's no real ceiling on these, right? You're not going to die per se, right? The ceiling, you know, there's just no real, you know, you can kind of just keep going and going, and you get side effects, definitely.
And you exploit the pros.
Yeah. Are they planning on doing that next year then?
I don't know. We spoke about it very briefly last week, and he said he would probably ring me this week and try and go through it a bit more.
Yeah.
But I do think it...
More is not better. Okay, it's like anything else. Insulin, like other things that we think about in terms of how we give them, well, insulin's so unique in the fact that its half-life is short, especially the new rapid-acting insulins, right?
Right, right.
So they really work better...
testing people.
Okay.
And it was myself, and we had quite a varied topic base of what we were talking about, but there was no advertisement for what we were doing whatsoever, apart from what we were ourselves.
Yeah, which is now, not, it shouldn't be your responsibility to advertise that. I mean, it's a good idea to.
We can talk about that too, but if we believe that, say you had an average of, you know, 50 grams of carbs, you know, at a meal, right? So, or say, you know, okay, so 75, right? So really you'd be taking only 7 units of insulin if you were going to go up that high. Right?
And next to the powerlifting was a strongman competition.
Yeah.
It was very loud. And at the back of the stage was the PCA and the NABBA bodybuilding shows.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So as it happened, all the speakers turned in on the seating area. You could hear what we were saying quite well.
The fact that insulin is the most anabolic hormone in the human body. It is true because it doesn't matter how much testosterone you take, how much growth hormone you take. If you are not absorbing your food, you got to have the stimulus, which is your amino acids, your carbohydrates, your fats, your protein in order to grow. So you're just so naive if you don't.
Special about a conversation where, you know, Dr. Dean says something and then you get an idea off of that and you can build off of that conversation. Yeah.
And even having opposing views, we couldn't get a good debate going because we couldn't hear what each of us was saying. Right. Constantly.
So it's like, I get it. But the point of the story is then you're working on dosages that can be, I mean, not necessarily lethal because, but could result in hypoglycemia, blood sugars less than 70, where you feel it. I always tell.
Whereas in the past, it's been overflowing with pros, and every stand, you know, the next stand you went to, there was another pro there. That level of contact isn't there now.
Huh.
But still enough there to satisfy a day ticket for an enthusiast.
Yeah.
But this is in like some very small clinics and by very few clinicians because of the risk that's involved with insulin. The fact that if you're giving somebody insulin, you still run the risk this person could take too much and end up in the ER, you know?
Sure.
But, you know, Scott, that being said, okay, of the
other title shows on the same weekend, which sort of affected its entrance.
Mm.
But the strongman fraternity was very well represented.
That's cool.
So you had both the Stoltman brothers there.
Okay. And that was it. They were done, right? So that's a pretty small number because actually your body, not mine, okay, because I'm a type 1. Okay, so I'm a type 1 diabetic, everybody. Most people know that. But my counter-regulatories are all messed up. That means everything's messed up. So I don't have, my body doesn't
sit at the pros' feet.
Yeah.
Because they don't engage very well.
Mm.
I mean, Nathan was sort of stuck on the Pantana stand, sort of in a core a bit out of the way, which wasn't ideal for him.
Insulin. Okay, so sorry, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Insulin is specific. You have to use an insulin needle. I always tell people, if I like show them, I'm like, they don't even know what 5 units looks like. You don't, it's not an IU, it's a unit. They call it IUs. It's like IUs are for our markers for growth hormone. But
complaints has been heavily levied at them in the past is bottlenecks within the event. So you'd have a bottleneck at the food area. You'd have a bottleneck at these particular stands because all the big brands were in one place.
Yeah, yeah.
So what they've tried to do is spread it out.
Scott, what I'm saying is it's as dangerous as it is, right? If it was so dangerous, more bodybuilders would be dying from it, right? That's, because a lot of people are using it. And I'm not telling, listen, I'm not trying to, you know, downplay it, but it really would take a ridiculous amount of insulin to kill you. And the warning signs, you feel that
you have most of the food over in one area. Olympia, I can't even remember. I've only been to the Olympia this past year, but the Arnold, they have a food court And then there is a couple of food things available, one in the front of the actual expo and a couple in the back. But for the most part, all the
that's for the naive guy starting out could be dangerous. But if you know what you're doing, it could actually have very good therapeutic advantages, you know?
Yeah. You know what, too? There's something you said here. I don't want to pick too much apart and ask too many side questions, but just really.
Three holes.
Okay.
And they're big expedition holes. I mean, these are big rooms. You know, they're not small.
Yeah.
I mean, the CrossFit arena was huge.
Yeah. So is CrossFit's massive. Real popular over there, too?
They
store 3 ounces of water, right? So then you're worried about sodium pulling in more fluid, and then it just becomes like a fluid overload situation. So
right.
Back on my theory of like, what type of diet are we really following, right? So if you're on a more moderated carbohydrate diet, right, where, you know,
a road, then the next person would have to sprint, and they all basically had to do what each event once in the team back and forth.
Okay.
So that was the sort of stuff that was going on there. They had a big mixed martial arts competition.
It's like unbelievable, but I don't hold water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think you got to decide who you want to be. Do you want to be the guy that eats a ton of carbohydrates and has to watch your sodium intake, and then sodium becomes kind of one of these dodgy situations? Or do you want to be the guy that really kind of looks at it as a different perspective and gets the benefits of it?
It's the Friday. So there were a fair bit going on.
Yeah.
But the Friday was steady, as it always is. The Saturday was quite busy. And the Sunday surprised me, actually. The Sunday was noticeably quiet.
Okay.
Long-term use of insulin in, let's say, a moderation, is there going to be problems for people that were otherwise non-diabetic to begin with?
Yeah, this is the best question ever.
It seemed to have been quite long days.
Mm-hmm.
It literally was, we got going, and the next thing I'm like, fucking hell, we're going home.
Wow.
It just seemed to go really, really quick.
So it sounds like you had a good time then.
They're giving insulin to create a barrier so the beta cell gets a bit of recovery. So by giving insulin exogenously, I don't care if you have diabetes or not, we know that it therapeutically in type 1 can postpone the triggers. That
the endocrine system shut down what it actually is, what PCT actually does.
Ah, interesting. That's a good one.
And what your options are between blast and cruise. So what each of the drugs in PCT actually do, because they're very often misconceived about why we use Novodex and why we use Clomid.
Sure.
In Europe, and they're giving patients insulin. They don't even have diabetes. They do not have diabetes, right? Not at all. They're in an A1C. So people that are listening, you need to get an A1C. If you are over 35, I'm begging you to tell your doctor to do an A1C.
I was straight. And then on the Sunday, I did steroids and impact within the brain.
That had to be a dense one. Now, was that in the lab for that one?
Yeah, that was in the lab. Then on the underground on the Friday, I pulled people out of the audience and showed them how to do
6.87, and they're full-blown diabetic. So everything that you guys think that say, oh, taking insulin, like I heard everybody say, if you take insulin, your beta cell is going to shrink and you're going to get diabetes. Scott, it does not work that way. In fact, taking exogenous
interview with Alicia Gelsey that ended up getting quite serious towards the end, but it started off as a bit of a piss take.
Really?
So it was started off with stupid questions, and then it got a bit more serious, and then we actually got into some quite meaty subjects about we covered the disability class.
Can't even count them in my career since 2010. Solely from overuse of prednisone because they've had long-standing asthma, they developed diabetes. Never would have had it before, but their beta cell was so stressed from the cortisone, you know, that they...
Part.
Yeah. Again? Hang on. You'll have to tell me that again.
All right. Yeah.
See, Scott says, get headphones, Dave. Get headphones. It's so much better. And I keep pulling the bloody
What kind of response did you get about the disability?
Epidemic proportions, even, in my opinion, in the bodybuilding world, when I start seeing like older bodybuilders, they're coming to me. I have like 6 right now that I'm talking to, like 6 that have blood sugars in the morning that are over 100.
Wow.
Your sugar should not be over 100 in the morning. So everybody listen.
She felt that everybody had a right to compete, but she did accept that there were difficulties in judging when you had such a broad spectrum, because effectively what you were doing if it was as the current classes stand, you were putting bikini physique.
Everybody needs, if you're over, you test your fasting sugar. If your fasting sugar is over 100, we need to do something about it. Ideal fasting sugar should be between 75 and 85. And I'm speaking slowly because I think you guys need to write this down. Fasting sugar needs between 75 and 85.
Okay. I mean, I think that's fair enough. You know,
and she mirrored that on the, well, she continued with that vein on the minimum standard comment.
Okay.
She said, no, everybody's entitled to stand up there. She goes, the fact that
you cut yourself, when you hurt yourself, how about your muscle cells? How about your entire skeletal system? You know, your eyes, your kidneys, everything gets into play. And we know this because poorly controlled diabetic, they basically deteriorate their entire bodies. Their bodies are just basically being eaten alive by
if it got that watered down.
I think in that case, you'd just have to stop the class, wouldn't you? Because nobody would meet the criteria.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there is argument for those that are misguided against those that are deliberately taking the piss.
Yeah.
Control of your blood sugar. Your A1C would be less than 5, okay? And ideally 4.5 to 5. And professional, the lowest A1C I've ever seen is an Ironman athlete. His A1C was a 3.8, which is average blood sugar was.
Come over with Scott, who was very, very good at asking questions that really opened up conversation. As I said, I think that the ingredients are there. It felt thrown together. Whether that was a
blood cell replaces itself, okay? It rebuilds itself every 120 days, okay? So you're going to see a brand new red blood cell every 120 days. So what it looks is at the three-month spectrum of how much damage has been done by blood glucose suffocating that red blood cell.
As in the half the building's no longer there, you know, the equipment's just completely trashed.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's... was it just a case of poor coordination, or is there an inherent problem?
Naive to say that there isn't some kind of correlation, okay? Because I dated Dave Palumbo, okay? So he was kind of a founder. Him and I would talk about insulin all the time, and he still calls me just, I mean, all the time. Colette, what do you think? What do you think? Because,
you know what? I mean, just to jump in here, and I have a theory here.
It sounds a bit of a cop-out, but I really haven't decided where I sit with it all. I really don't know. I mean, when we did the live Q&A, the TRT doctor, from the guy from the TRT clinic, actually walked off stage. He felt, as a doctor of medicine,
that does enough that you don't ever have to go back to it, because you're going in the right direction for the rest of the prep anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not even needed.
Yeah. Can you hear me chewing?
No, you're good.
You say daft with a D?
Yes, daft, stupid.
Okay, and I'm.
Don't you have the word daft in Americanisms?
We don't use it. It is, but we don't really use it. We also don't have the word faff.
Blogs, video blogs, news articles. There's a Q&A. There's lab testing on many of the top products that are available on the market today that Naps carries. They have contests. There's all sorts of great stuff happening over in the Naps Gear community. So check it out today.
Crass.
How do you say it?
Crass. A very crass individual.
Oh, crass. You know, you guys have like a different type of thug than we do here. I've seen guys that wear like tracksuits and tennis shoes.
Gets gyno when he starts GH. And it looks like we've discovered the cure. Caber is doing the trick. But no matter how low we drove his estrogen while on HRT test.
20 years and you some bars wouldn't even let you in without a shirt and tie.
Really? Okay.
Wow. And that's diluted over time. And then it was to allow you in nice tops. And then they started to allow you in jeans. But and
doctors in your breast tissue in men, you know, IGF-1, IGF-2, progesterone. There's, you know, a bunch of different ones, estradiol. So not every
pounds, and branded trainers can cost £700, where you could get a pair of dress pants and shoes for £20 down the market. And that was the argument behind it. But obviously it's difficult to enforce dormant
lowering your estrogen is not going to improve the situation because it's not relevant at that for those particular people. And it's a small portion of people that have a problem with it, but the ones that do, it doesn't have anything to do with estrogen.
And though you've still got your big cities that have a good vibrant hub, but like your secondary towns, like the town I am closest to, it's crap. It's absolutely crap. And people just aren't interested in going out. So really? Bars have had to really...
I would say if you get gyno from, especially if you're lactating from GH, then that's probably a supplement you want to stay away from. Because you're going to have that problem.
Joggers, stuff like that. But I think that like it would be looked down on in some places. I know if there's a bowling alley around here called Lucky Strike, and they actually have dress code rules. Like you need to be in at least like somewhat of a dressy state.
And it's, they call it, you know, hypogonadism. And it's the, it's a different type of, situation. And that just causes you to have gyno and it's tough to get rid of it.
They like Rockport's so, over there, huh? Cause like Rockport is pretty,
It's sort of died. It's sort of gone now.
Okay.
But go back a few years. It was very, very popular. And I knew bars that banned Nike Air Trainers and banned Rockport shoes.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Possible.
I mentioned this before. The really cool thing about having coaches on here is that we get an opportunity to see a wide range of how different people respond. How common is this, Skip?
Clothing, particularly work wear, work boots, casual wear, and say sports joggers and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, they won't let that level of casual in.
Okay. I've got some slang here from Wales. I wanted to run this past you.
Body fat in his chest. He had one of those, God, I wish I could explain. He had one of those chests where it comes from the sternum and it has that pretty angle up to the shoulder. No body fat in his chest. It's not like, you know, there was this huge gland or anything, just real, real.
They'd be like, oh, she's fit.
Yeah, that's that. I don't think that, I think that's really quite an old word now.
Is it?
It's not one I particularly hear. Say that, my wife said I was fit today. Yes.
Yeah.
but she's obviously still taking.
Wins the teen show and at 20 wins the open men's. Wow. I mean, we're talking a bona fide, you know, badass, and then decided he didn't want to take it much further than that. But for whatever, apparently it was boring. It was too easy. I don't know, something like that. But
like, would you say like I had a pang workout today? If it was a good workout?
No, it's no. But how would you? Fucking hell! You'd probably describe something as being pang in response. So
you know, it's pretty safe bet that it probably was. But I don't know. I can't say specifically what, you know, each situation was, but just that I've seen it probably 7, 8, 9 times in there somewhere over what, 12, 15 years.
So yeah, not very often at all then.
It's a smart ass loudmouth.
I've not heard that one, no.
Okay. Lush, meaning really nice good. Or attractive. Rich.
Yeah, lush, attractive, rich, good. As rich as in nice, as in
have the rapport with it, whatever. I don't know. Because again, it's not something that you would look and you would think, oh, I bet his titties are lactating. You can't see it.
Yeah.
It's not, that's the weird thing. And that's why I was trying to make it, you know, clear that, you know, if my buddy back, he's actually back in Michigan.
They'll say something is bare or bare good.
Oh, really?
Which means it's very good.
I've heard that one before. Yeah.
So I used to take the piss out of my daughter constantly with it because we'd just say, oh, that's well rabbit and that's really bung. It just
doesn't help the situation a lot of times, but it's not real common.
Or not knowing what being fat is versus having gyno. That's another issue we could talk about for the next
hour. Why are you using sports nutrition that was designed for someone else? At TrueNutrition.com, they offer the world's largest selection of quality protein powders, and they let you design your own custom blend from a variety of powders, flavors, boosts, and packaging options.
And that will, you know, cause it, you know, speed it up or
right,
increase yeah. the problem. But I've kind of researched that, and that's not really the case. It's basically the DNA of the person.
Designed for you. TrueNutrition.com. And use our code ADVICES at checkout to let them know that you support the shows.
If you can get leaner and your, I'm air quoting right now, your gyno or your little man boobs go away.
Sure.
The other indication too is if one side looks different than the other. If they're pretty symmetrical.
Support for users of all backgrounds. This includes counseling, support, guidance, analysis of blood results, health guidelines, cycle development, and advising best forms of practice for minimizing harm. So check them.
All had, hardened, guy. No, there was a lump. You know, it wasn't just I'm fat or. None of them were fat, so.
Stickied at the top, and we are going to Dave BG first. This is in the Drugs and Stuff thread. He says, I have recently lowered my TRT dose from 1 milliliter twice a week back down to.
I'm going to.
Tamoxifen won't help either.
I'm going to. My wife's
gyno is hot.
I'm going to move on here, guys.
All right.
We've got a question about L-Dactyl.
Doing a thing. It is a familiar feeling back when I would take EQ, although I only did that for 2 weeks before jumping off because I'm the nervous type of pump because of nervousness.
I don't. Anytime you – this is the best way to explain it. Anytime you – are flushing more sodium out of the body, you're going to have a hell of a time remaining full. So I'm not a big fan of cutting sodium. I'm also not.
I mean, he's excessive on TRT as it is now with his dosing. He was on a cycle before.
Right.
I would be curious to know how long he's been on. I would suspect.
Push sodium out for whatever reason, it's usually just to make a weight class and it's got to go back in. If it doesn't go back in, then you're going to end up flat. I mean, 9.5 out of 10 times, unless you're Phil Heath, who just never seems to go flat.
Right.
Did he say how long he'd been on the 500 before he dropped?
He doesn't, although he does have a contest picture here that he attached. And, I mean, he's obviously in good shape, which leads me to believe.
Clients, it sounds like you'd have to be there, I guess, to know what it sounds like. But it's a very last minute type thing. I mean, and part of the reason is, and a lot of guys are coming around to this. It's kind of nice to see because, I mean.
Except the high dose, find his pump drops away very quickly within a week or so as his body drops back down to the new dosing.
Okay.
It could be an RBC issue if he's been on for a very long time. I know that he mentions that it was very similar to when he ran EQ. But
the large majority of people can't get away with that. They just go flat as shit. So I hate the stuff. And that's why I say that. The other reason I got away from diazide was because there's essentially three main strengths.
And quite toxic from it.
Mm. Oh, because you'd be feeling healthier now, you're saying. And
yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So you'd actually be performing better, even though you might not realize that.
Yeah.
Then everything would just be working a little bit better. So it
country to country, it's just 50-25 is what a lot of people can get. So then I started looking at it and I started seeing the results. And again, it was hard to keep them full because that's just a big, big dose of aldactone, essentially. So, I just
get better mind muscle connection. You get a better response in the gym. And a lot of people don't see these elements.
Yeah. I just sent him a note saying that we could use more information. That makes total sense to me.
This is what I tell everybody that wants to use or thinks like aldactone is good. Did you know that one of the, I think, four FDA guideline, you know, approved guidelines for aldactone is
mentally where he should be using drugs unsupervised.
Okay.
Because he does sound like he's very much second guessing himself, and that's not really a position you want to be in when it comes to drug management.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
You know, you really need someone.
Aldactone blocks. It's the worst diuretic for a guy. It's unless you want to be a girl.
Well, and it's not even technically a diuretic. It's just in our in bodybuilding we refer to it as that because that's essentially what it's being used for.
But terrible. It's actually more been a lack of eating than it has been eating too much of the wrong shit.
Yeah. Okay.
So like Body Power, I ate a breakfast which was within diet. Didn't eat all day because I never really had time. Hadn't had time to do any prep before I went, and then we were going out.
I mean, I can say this.
Lowering the salt. Everyone, people talk pulling their salt and they're lowering their water going into the show, and they're taking out Dactone, and they're flatter than fucking a pancake. And there's nothing that's going to turn that around.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that.
Checks do look to it.
Thank you, sir. It's you know, I went to school for photography, believe it or not. And what you're looking at here,
and that's the best you can come up with.
Yes, what you're looking at here is actually a roll of,
and have had very good results going higher, you know, over 12.5 too, not ridiculously high, and you know, my dosing is usually. With clients, if it doesn't have anything to do with
me, right, I'm going to move on to the next question here. I've never heard this. He says AOP chaps. What's EYOPP? Two words. AOP. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Hello.
there's a little manipulation in about a 6-8 hour period, but
yeah,
you know, it's the thing is the bottom line is if you use aldactone, you're not going to retain sodium, and water follows sodium. So how are you going to get your
feel good? I feel good, and it's a great pre-workout. I'm taking 150 milligrams of Primo throughout the week, also, and I'm not without anabolic.
For on something, I bitch at my clients to not take in that much, but it depends too.
Depends how big they are too.
Exactly, and I was gonna say There are no black and white. It's just that. You know, I always say, too, there's a big difference between a super heavyweight guy body.
I would, with a pool style, obviously you want to maintain some sort of low-level test.
Okay.
And then a pool style on top. But most people do that using test prop.
Okay.
Rather than test.
I've only had two clients I thought could be pros. Sorry to all the other clients, but... This guy's
a lot of disappointed people out there right now.
This guy's 5'11", 290 with abs.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
But there's nothing that I'm jumping out there that's going, oh, shit, no, oh, fuck off. Okay. It all seems fairly sensible.
Yeah. I mean, as long as he's feeling okay, you don't have much room, I got
that prep.
Cool.
But there'll be no aldactone.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really into what I've seen too in the last few years, where people have gotten away.
66. So he's probably looking at pulses around 40, 50 milligram
per shot. You're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. For sure.
Tough thing because, you know, a lot of people know me as, well. Skip will say exactly what's on his mind and everything. And, yeah, that to a certain degree, that's the case. As I get older and I know more and more people, I know a lot of those competitors up there. I know a lot of those people personally who are winning those classes. So it's difficult.
Day would be that fraction. But that's not the way the
math works. No. Well, the first thing you got to remember about 250 mega event test E is that you're only getting about 180, 190 milligrams of actual test.
Oh, after you cleave the ester off, you're saying.
But not good condition. To the point where I was just disappointed because I'm thinking to myself, holy shit, they were just awarded whatever placing, I'm trying to be careful here, whatever
looking at around the 40 to 50 mg mark to create something in the 20s.
Okay.
But if anyone actually knows or has data or graph data on that, then please let me know, because I haven't got anything graph-wise that shows blood plasma off base. I've only got stuff on...
I have never been at that level. And blah, 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 blah. But the reality is I've trained them. I've prepped them. I've been in the sport for... Fuck, I don't even know. I've competed 25 years. I've been in the sport for over 30 years. I've judged. I know... If anybody wants a question, what I think.
Right. I've often said that, though this isn't technically correct, a very layman's way of looking at toxicity of a cycle is to look at anabolic values against androgenic values of drugs.
Okay.
We know that the higher the androgenic value in the drug, the more stressful it is.
It doesn't do anything for body. But I mean, and I'll even go so far as to say the women's physique was, there were at least two people that. I couldn't believe what I saw. I just fucking couldn't believe what I saw. I'm like, you can't.
On blood work and the body in general. A prime example of this is if you look at, say, for argument's sake, bloods on someone who's done 2 grams of test and bloods on someone who's done 2 grams of deca, you'll find a blood work and a 2 gram of deca.
Ah, it's just wow.
It's funny what you say that, because I had the same kind of opinion over the last couple of years and a lot of the bigger shows and stuff. And I went to a show recently
in the 100, and as a result, you see that reflected in the stress on the body in the blood work.
Oh, that makes sense.
So we know the harshest chemical out there really as base compounds is trenbolone. And then you've got derivatives of that, like M-trem and stuff like that, which have.
Yeah. That's what it looked like. I mean, there was a light heavyweight there that was just phenomenal. But even down that, you know, they'd call the lineups out, and I was looking at them, and I was thinking, wow, I mean, there's nobody out of shape. I mean, they were
lift they've done that day. They're fatiguing from max effort, but you'll also see they're starting to fatigue from androgen overloads as well, because they've used many boosting androgens throughout the day that they're starting to fatigue because of that as well. So they come on a platform extremely wired, ready to lift.
No kidding.
And as a bodybuilder, that's just embarrassing. Like the name of the game, the name of regular open, you know, men's bodybuilding is freak show, but it's freak show apparently now leaning far towards the side of
androgenic compounds for personal use.
I think they have their place.
Okay.
But I think they're often overused because they are powerful.
Okay.
So I think they have the use, and I think it's a case of horses.
All I'm saying is, at that level, if you want to go lights out, you fucking do your homework and you work harder, because the people who were there, I know a lot of them, and it's not about whether they can get into the condition. They just didn't for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm not going to.
Yeah, really? Okay.
Yeah. Or if you were lean, yeah. Oxys.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've always been, like, when I'm super lean, I've always been leery, but I've heard it works really well.
It does. Where I see
men's bodybuilding in the next 3 to 4 years, because there a lot of those potential bodybuilders are already either competing in or leaning towards and wanting to compete in men's physique and classic bodybuilding.
Show?
Uh-huh.
So some people need to stay lifting quite heavy, quite late into a show, for the simple reason as their head goes if they don't.
Yeah.
I'm bad for that. When my performance in the gym reduces, I struggle to stick with diet.
Classic physique. And he won easily. He would have won the Open. I think he was just testing the water.
Yeah.
Probably the first. He didn't do Masters, but by looking at him, I would assume he's in his late 30s.
Nope.
And this
was highly overvalued, that it doesn't create that much of a cosmetic effect. I've liked it. Every prep that I've ever done, I had always used it, at least for like the last 2 to 3 weeks. But at the same time, though, it's like I've only done that because,
you know what, I at some of the shows, maybe it's not translating there. Maybe they're the best pictures, you know?
Right. Yeah, they're screwing their prep up.
We got enough time for one more question. Cool. I'm going to ask you guys, what do you think? We could either do We could do a question about that.
Yeah. But if you're super lean, I have seen people go in on Dynabol and come in dry and full.
Really? Really?
So if you are in true condition, any oral thrown in for those last 2 weeks is going to have a positive impact on how you look.
Okay.
And I think that...
Or along with any specific foods.
This is my joke. Take it 3 times during the day at 500 milligrams each, and then go in and deadlift and see if you don't shit your pants. Fucking doo-doo.
Guys, we would love to have you take part in the show. Like I said, we are over at forum.advicesradio.com. We're in the bodybuilding section. If you just go to the website, advicesradio.com, you can click on the forum button. And in the bodybuilding section, there are threads stickied at the top. We've got a deer.
Yeah, it depends, too, on sensitivity to, you know, carbs. I mean, if you got someone who is relatively sensitive to carbs, you're trying to push calories up, trying to keep carbs up. Problem with metformin is it's twofold. It makes the – well, it helps
you. Dear Davey question here. Dear Davey. My girlfriend has been struggling to cope with the stresses of medical school, and she has let herself go a little bit. She has self-identified that she is gaining.
Well, it can affect absorption, like you said. So you got to crap.
Yeah,
I'm not a big. I like it sparingly.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it either. For
cheat,
for what
cheat
it's
meal day for the week.
Life to help her understand why you wanted to become so monstrously large. It seems she was very accepting and supportive of your unorthodox ways.
You're either filling out your filling glycogen stores, or your, you know, and or your amping up, you know, your metabolism, that sort of thing, to keep your body off balance. So I don't necessarily like cutting down. Or having something like metformin cut into.
Dave, what are your thoughts here on this Dear Davey question?
I think that the lack of, or the change or lack of acceptance is more to do with the fact that
on that day, just to help them come into the skip load, be that much more sensitive than combining insulin with their skip load, which is huge. I go into that in the DVD too. It's like I'm just selling the hell out of the DVD at this point.
Pimping.
Yep. Shameless plug.
Listen to what she's doing.
Mm. Yeah.
As a result, his constant dedication constantly reminds her that she feels that she's failing.
Sure, that's possible.
And so as a result of that, she's negative about what he does, because we know that misery likes company.
Feel like you got to fucking shit your pants if you're not, you know. If your body isn't accustomed to using this, I mean, I've had people start it, you know, and even use it at 500, you know, twice a day, and they just, you know, huge diarrhea, and then they can cut down to 250 and like, okay, I got to stay there. I mean, that way I'm just.
Because she feels he will be happier if he has a more balanced and relaxed approach to life. Because let's get this right. Doing what I did is not balanced, and it's definitely not the actions of someone who's mentally well-rounded at that time.
Because generally, your metabolism will kick in because you've been on this in a caloric deficit, and then you're increasing your calories overall and carbohydrates, as long as you keep it within a certain span.
Right.
I mean, don't go
on. The point at which he said enough is enough, I'd already said, don't worry, enough is enough, I'm done.
Yeah.
So we met the same point at the same time.
Okay.
There were definitely aspects of what I did that she didn't like, and public attention was a.
They can't just leave well enough alone and be happy that they're eating a variety of maybe tasty foods that they don't normally get to eat. Because if you exercise some control, you can eat a lot of that stuff without having your body composition go to complete shit. So you're right. I mean,
she accepts that people want to talk to me about what I do or want advice or whatever, particularly at events. But at that point, doing what I was doing, I wasn't as well known. Right. And I was, it was very strange being stopped in the street.
Too much crap.
I know, right?
Yeah. You just have to have the discipline to stay below that line.
Yeah.
And some people can do it. Some people can't. I'm like,
was understanding of what I was doing, and she was understanding of what I was trying to achieve.
Yeah.
But that didn't mean she liked it. She didn't.
Yeah, fair enough on that.
And she didn't like the impact that my
eating. That's kind of counterproductive. Yep. I just went off on a tangent there, too. Metformin's okay. You can fuck you up like insulin, too, though, if you take too much of it.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, and definitely. I mean, I say this anytime I get the chance.
It's a big restriction to her, and a restriction that as time went on became more and more of a problem.
I could see that.
And, you know, I appreciate very much now and then the support she gave me. With
almost like an over-dieted look. It's just blah, you know. I just don't like it. And then on insulin, if you're using insulin, right, then you're constantly full and, you know, you're tight and it's just
that because there was what I didn't need at that stage was somebody who was a yes person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either that stage was someone to tell me the truth. And she did that. So, you know, sometimes in supporting people,
it started to show that I just didn't like it. The more I used it, the flatter I was. I didn't like the look and just did not like it. Okay. And I think that's when I came to the conclusion that I'm like, oh shit. Initially I may have, and probably did in hindsight,
people realize.
Yeah. Is it selfish? Is it selfish of her to want him to see her perspective though? Like like you said, maybe she's got a better perspective and she feels like her life is better without this, without fitness. Is it selfish of her to say,
you look anymore? It's more, you still want to look good, but you want to be healthy as well. So yeah, there's a few little things, you know, always take my vitamins and minerals, and there's certain ones I take. I kind of call them like my foundation supplements. So they're the ones I take all the time. Body
wider together was their shared passion, and not, you know, you couldn't, to a degree, you couldn't get more polar opposite than me and my wife.
Okay.
I'm 6'2", she's 5'.
Yeah.
Well, 5'2", but we won't tell her that. Yeah. She's 5'. You know,
you want to get big, look good, and live as long as you can. So, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your diet today? Are there any specific recommendations you could make that would lead me?
She thinks cheesecake is abhorrent, you know what I mean? And I think she's nuts, but that's just one of those things.
But if you guys both went into the relationship loving cheesecake, and that was like your thing, that every Friday you went out to try some new cheesecake, and then all of a sudden she was like, I don't like
it. I find that upset my digestion a little bit.
Interesting.
And there's a huge debate on it, whether they're good for you and bad for you. I think you like your Diet Pepsi or Diet Coke, is it?
I do. I have some Coke Zero sitting right here, but you're making me wonder and think whether I should be drinking it or not.
Well, no, there's all these.
I'm not stopping you going out for cheesecake.
Yeah,
you go.
Yeah,
but I ain't going.
Yeah, but I think that she's saying though, like, but you really, I don't want you to go for cheesecake either. You know.
Yeah, and
or something like that that helps, you know, with the digestion and gives you fiber and everything like that. And it's got artificial sweeteners in it, which you can actually study that. Can destroy gut bacteria, you know, by a certain percentage. I think it's up to 50%, the study I read.
No.
And
in that conversation, because if she's resenting what he's doing out of jealousy and the fact that she feels she slipped backward and she feels it's just not achievable anymore, then it's going to be very difficult to get her to be honest and open up about that in a conversation.
Yeah.
But the cacao or coca.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I just feel like my digestion has been a lot better since then. As far as my other diet, I eat pretty much what I want. I know to eat protein regularly and have my carbohydrates. Like I said,
several aspects to that project that I don't think people fully realize sometimes. There was definitely that very big what if question I had, and I had it for a very long time. How far can I go?
Yeah.
And that would always have been there if I never answered it. I needed
6 times a day and you have enough carbohydrates, and I'll kind of go by the mirror. If I'm feeling a bit too fat, then, you know, I can cut back on things. And
sure.
I'm leaning up and don't really want to, then I want to put some more size on, I just increase my food intake.
Which has been successful in that respect,
and,
right?
And the brand was me.
Yeah.
And it was also about creating a platform to deliver harm reduction from.
Mm, yeah.
You know, I got into this conversation with someone the other day. Now,
I cut my carbs out today. I don't need to write it down and track it by the gram. I just eat less carbohydrates for a couple of cycling like that.
Yeah, it sounds like you've been doing this for so long too. You use the word intuitive. It sounds like you have learned to be.
Most the guy who's read it in a book.
Yeah.
Or the guy who lived it.
Sure. Sure.
You know, so there was what I've always tried to do is there are people out there that are more knowledgeable than me about steroids. Loads of people.
They all had something to offer, but what I found is no one's got any secrets. You know, I still see people now saying, oh, I've got to work with this person, I'll work with that person. Everyone's got a coach. And then they're new, you know, they've got to go through it and kind of learn for themselves. But there's some people that their whole career they've had.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Like,
so
no offense to Alex that we had on the other week, but like he didn't know really anything. I don't think he had any personal experience with gear, really, you know?
No. And it's like, what does a high dose do to a
muscle on? Okay. And he followed it and he goes, he made great gains within a month. And I was like, he goes, you know, holy hell, you know, you wrote that on a piece of paper in the gym. I didn't charge him for it. But you know what? It wasn't in what I wrote. It was that he followed it consistently.
Obviously within reason, but there's certain things in my life I really don't need to experience. You know, I mean, eating Brussels sprouts is one of them. you know, so it's also very much a case of
possible way of doing things and then build on that and then track your results and see how that works for you. And then as far as nutrient timing, things like that, if you've got 200 grams of protein you want to eat that day and your lifestyle allows you to eat 4 or 5
what each party is going to put into the relationship.
Right.
And when one party feels that their import doesn't balance their what they're getting out of it, or their input doesn't balance with the input of the others, that's when you start getting friction in a relationship.
Yeah.
So
asked me to do his comp prep, and I just said, mate, buy that championship bodybuilding book and follow it, because that's what I've done. That was like those same principles.
Nice.
That I've had in the magazines and that, and I've only just I purchased his book several years ago. And
that if it's getting in the way of his relationship, where he's got to bring all these meals with him. You know, I'll tell you what. There was a point early on when I was really focused in bodybuilding that it really was a cramp in everyday life.
Try that and see what it works. But just start at the very, very basics, and you can teach yourself. You know, you don't need to pay someone $2,000 or whatever it is to tell you to have 200 grams of protein a day and 200 grams of carbohydrates or whatever it is. And
I don't know, maybe he's already doing those things.
I mean, one of the issues with this is that we have a perceived reward for what we do, and that quite often isn't actually what it's going to be.
Okay.
You know, we perceive that if we get to a certain condition or get to a certain size or
from there. But I agree too, man. It's too often relied on. You know, I love that idea too. It's something because I've gotten away from keeping the carbs split up evenly through the day. I really do like that though, and I think
depending on your level of desired achievement will depend on your level of commitment that it's required. And obviously you're not going to be a pro and you're not going to be successful as a pro if you're not extremely committed to what you do.
Yeah.
But you still need to manage your time and you still need to manage your relationships, because
I knew him after the 2001 show, and I asked him, you know, can you just give me some feedback on a show that I was doing in 2004 when I won the Mr. Australia? Yeah. So, you know, we started emailing each other about 3 or 4 months out. And, you know, I emailed him.
It's okay if both parties are obsessed with it.
Yeah.
But if one isn't, then that will cause friction, without doubt. But I think if he talks to her and she starts to become very overly defensive,
yeah,
it's probably the guilt. You're looking better than me.
And just, you know, pass on suggestions and things like that with training. But never really took over. He was actually giving me feedback and teaching me a few things as well. Like,
that's cool.
What he learned. And I remember our body fat test. This is because there's so much on, you know, what.
Yeah. So if you're trying to say, right, well, I feel I look like shit. He looks brilliant. I can't cope with this, so if I make him look like shit, then I won't feel as bad, the base cell. That will be met with aggression when it's challenged.
He goes, all right, get your finger in your thumb, pinch the fattest part of your stomach, and take a photo of that. And I did that every week.
No way.
When you grab the fattest part of your stomach with your finger and thumb, and it feels the same as the back of your hand.
To the point where it was detrimental. It's very difficult not to come out of the side and almost be a little bit condescending about it all. But it's decisions.
Too. I love the simplicity of the approach.
Yeah. No, we didn't. I never used pre-workouts back then. I think I had a protein powder, multivitamin. What do I use as a fat burner? I think no dose was one of my.
I don't do this often enough. I'm so driven.
Yeah.
To getting this project finished or achieving this or doing that I stop. I don't stop often enough to just go, you know what? Where I am is not bad.
Yeah.
Did I do that? You know, and I've got 25 years experience, so I can imagine what it's like for a newbie.
Yeah.
With everything, you know. I couldn't afford to compete now, so I think if I was starting out to pay all these coaches and everything, I'd go broke.
Yeah. Well, James, this is...
and I just went, whoa, boom. Like, fucking hell, there is a world out there.
Yeah.
I don't have to be glued to that desk 14 hours a day.
Right.
15 hours a day, you know. I can just put my phone...
I worry about you guys for weeks now, and she even knows you. I'll put you on in the car when we're driving, so...
No kidding. Yeah.
She's a big fan, too.
Well, I guess that, you know, we're lucky, you're lucky that she's tolerant. She's allowed you to do and have it end and not see it until hindsight. You know, it's good you can see yourself, pull yourself out in the moment.
There are aspects of my project and its pressure on our relationship that I definitely didn't see at the time.
Mm.
And we have talked since.
She's got a Facebook page called Real Women Eat. And it's a really fantastic site.
Hell yeah. And what was the name of that again?
It's called Real Women Eat.
Okay.
And it's just for ladies that, you know, that don't want to diet for chicken and rice.
Yeah. I'll add, so he asked my thoughts on it too. And I'll say that I just talked to my girlfriend about this the other day. Because, you know, her main thing is health. I'm lucky enough.
Linda Potter, that's it. Thank you for having me on, too. It's been an honor. It's awesome.
Well, guys, this has been James Potter for Advices Radio. This has been episode number 24. I'm Scott McNally. Keep grinding. It was affecting my health and I continued to use drugs. Then she wouldn't be happy with that. But if I am monitoring things, if I say wanted to, if I had a reason for doing what I'm doing, then I think that, you know, as long as that stuff is thought out and it's not just carelessness, I discontinued that altogether to try to get a good grip on, you know, what I think about it. And I'm going in for some lab work pretty soon too. So I think I'm going to get my IGF levels checked. I'll use that.
We can get lost from time to time as well.
Yeah. There's no question in that. I feel like...
And particularly when you start looking at steroid impacts, that can help us get lost.
Especially like if I were... I'll tell you where, and this is what I told her.
Down to the beach and I was running and I felt so freaking guilty that I stopped, made myself vomit. I vomited all that McDonald's.
Oh, man.
And that was the last time I cheated. And I said, I'm never going to cheat again.
Wow.
And I starved myself down.
CC a day. That makes sense.
You know? I remember a point in UC2 and it sticks out very, very strongly.
Okay.
Where I sat there and I went, what other drugs can I throw at this?
Mm. I'm going to do something where I look back on it for a competition and say I didn't give it all. And so after that, you know, I never did and I haven't lost a show since. And my condition's always been good, luckily. But when I do a comp, it's 100%, you know.
You need to lighten up and be a little bit more rounded. All right, you might not like birthday cake, but at the same time, and they'll argue, well, yeah, but this is what I want. I want to be this strict. No, you don't. What's happened is you've got obsessive and you're now scared.
You know, okay, super big, but they just look big because I know if you've seen some photos, I've got quite a nice shape and peak to them, so I'm lucky in that respect. My back, I could critique myself all day, so I just general body size. And at the moment, I'm training legs once a week, and I'm trying it.
Like as a form of bulimia, you know what I mean? To purge oneself, I guess, through exercise and nutrition and stuff like that. I think that's the definition.
I'm impressed. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you get it with training, don't you? And now,
I've never really been seriously injured at all. I've had a little bit of tendonitis here and there. But I've always grew up, you know, reading about Dorian Yates and things like that, where you control the negative and positive is a good explosion.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Do us a favor. Let us know if you guys have – this is Ben is his name. Ben, let us know if you guys have a discussion on this and how it goes, man. I wish you the best of luck with it. I hope that it goes smoothly.
When he halved the weight. And I think it was Ed Connors one day got in the gym with him and he was doing seated rows and, you know, he's trying to impress the guy doing seated rows. And so I think it was Ed Connors, I'm not sure, but he put his knee behind Gaspari as he's doing seated rows.
In the show notes, of course, go to TrueNutrition.com. You can use our code ADVICES. We will see you soon. Thanks a lot, Dave.
My pleasure.
But I think dumbbells are about 160, 170 pound dumbbells. And so my lifts were impressive. And that was at 20 years old.
Yeah, that's ridiculous strength for 20. That's ridiculous.